I do have days where things are totally fuzzy. You know, if your tea comes out in 10 different pots and one's burnt and one's not or whatever, don't ask. It's not a good day.
I'm Richard Fox and this is Messages of Hope. You've just heard Anne describing her experience of early onset dementia. How do you face the future when you feel like you're losing your past?
I don't panic about it. I just sort of say, look, this is it. This is what you are. You can't dwell on all the ifs and buts and things you might have done before.
Dementia is affecting more and more Australians, but it's not just about memory loss. It's a complex disease that affects people in different ways. Anne was diagnosed with dementia 5 years ago at the age of 59. Here's Celia to continue the conversation.
Anne and Timothy, how did you react when you first received the diagnosis that Anne had a form of dementia?
I mean, there have been some very sad times. I remember us both sort of hugging each other and bursting into tears while we were watching the dogs being shown at the Royal Adelaide Show. We were sitting up on the bleachers and had a miserable time when you were first really properly diagnosed. And Showtime 2012, wasn't it?
Till then, they just sort of talked about mild cognitive impairment, which can be anything really.
So how does that affect your everyday living?
Little things slip, like the ironing of a shirt, for example. I can't seem to get the sleeves, the cuffs, the way they used to be. And I can't do the embroidery and things I used to do. I used to do really detailed stuff. It's also the cleaning and things. Little things get more difficult. You need to be reminded without wanting to be reminded.
Was the cat fed?
And well, the cat will tell us.
The fact that the cat is getting fatter and fatter and fatter means
that it probably
was fed five times. But we decided that we wouldn't cover the kitchen yet with
posters of this is a TV.
Posters, don't forget to turn off the gas.
Yes. Well, I did have a little incident the other day where I forgot about...
a tiny bit of a fire, wasn't it?
Yes.
Two tea towels caught on fire.
Yes.
You weren't going to tell me.
No, except for the singed tea towels in the laundry.
We'll have to start having reminder things at some stage or other, which they say you should have.
Are there other symptoms apart from the memory loss?
Yes.
The memory issues is really just one. There's the spatial things. Like my balance and things are pretty bad and I stumble from time to time and I'm very self-conscious of that.
Executive functioning, there's behavioural changes, there are personality changes. There are physical symptoms as well too. You might have noticed that Anne has a tremor and she also has some balance issues. Basically, little parts of the brain are dying.
I'm Richard Fox and this is Messages of Hope. If you're facing dementia or know someone who is, I'll be offering a free gift later in the program that offers understanding and hope for the future. Today, Celia Filkey is talking with Tim and Anne about dementia. How do they adapt to the changes that dementia brings?
And we've talked about some of the things that you can't do in the same way you used to. Have you been able to adapt to those changes?
I used to do really detailed stuff and now I've had to sort of give up and just do things that doesn't require counting and I can't do the embroidery and things I used to do. I have to read facts rather than crime and fiction, which I used to like. TV, I can't follow the plots on the television series anymore. There's been an increase in the trendiness, and not just for people with dementia, to do adult colouring. And that's meant to be for... what's it called? Wellbeing?
And mindfulness.
Mindfulness.
So there's
mindfulness.
A sort of a slightly meditative aspect to it as well. What can be used for that?
And I just now sit and colour in. There's no right or wrong, which, of course, in my life was always had to be right. Now I use colours and things I would never have used before.
You're bolder.
Much bolder. You become much freer and much more...
taking some braver steps in some areas.
I think you're truer to yourself when you have all the barriers broken down. So now I'd take risks with this sort of thing. I do embroidery that doesn't work out, it doesn't matter. Knitting, I used to knit really intricate patterns and now I'll find that I've cast on 55 stitches and it says 40 or something and I just constantly smile and undo it again and cast on again. It doesn't matter. Whereas before it did matter. It mattered a lot.
You've been a perfectionist, and that's been a hard lesson in a way.
You know, I've lost that need to do the perfect things, but I still like that creative part of me. That's still there. But, you know, so it does. It just means that you have to... You just adapt. You've
adapted.
And yes. I think that's the main thing. You just have to cut back and adapt to what you're doing.
If you've found ways to support a family member with dementia, please share your experience on our Facebook page at Messages of Hope. Your story could encourage someone else. I'm Richard Fox, and this is Messages of Hope. Celia Filkey is talking with Anne and Timothy about coping with early onset dementia.
Are there any things you've discovered that can help lessen the impact of dementia?
One of the things that is encouraged is that people with dementia maintain social contacts, don't avoid social situations. Anne's natural inclination is to avoid social situations. Mm. We have wonderful friends and we're all close to our family and our lovely home group through our church, and they're very understanding people. But still there's this idea that you don't want to appear to be stupid in what you say. Anne feels a little bit that way at times. I think
I used to be, able to walk into a room and engage with anybody. Now I walk into a room and I don't want to engage with anybody because it's really too hard.
Anne always wants me close by.
Yeah.
I love that. I mean, I've always wanted you close by anyway.
I tend to do a lot of nodding and just smiling. I smile and nod and just look for Tim.
Anne will stick close by me so that if there's anything awkward that she can't continue with on the conversation, I will.
I still have, the long-term stuff still there, and you can see the implications and you can draw on the knowledge, but it's harder to get it out, which is really weird because I've still got it.
Anne frequently feels that she has the thoughts inside her, but she can't translate them into the words that make sense.
And when they come out, it just seems that it's missed the point. It's almost as if your intellect's dumbed down a bit. And I find that confronting. You expect older people to muddle along. And you think if it was an older person, nobody would think twice. I'm very self-conscious of that. You feel it's a bit belittling in some ways. But then I think, well, it proves that you're not in control of everything and that, you can't rely on yourself all the time.
We're very trusting in God and his promises.
That God's there and that this is given to us for a purpose, even if it's just to help other people. I'm not happy having dementia. Accept it.
You wouldn't have it by choice, of course.
No.
Anne and I might mention on the positive side, we love to do crosswords and we love to do cryptic crosswords as well too.
So how do you manage to do crosswords when language has become difficult?
It must be another part of the brain. It's bizarre because, and words have always been something I've been just tuned into. So if I see five letters, a word comes.
The cryptics are really interesting because even though the words may be hard for Anne to use in speech, she'll find those words to put into a crossword.
If you're facing dementia or know someone who is, contact us for the free booklet, Dementia. You'll find encouragement and hope as you read the stories and insights of people living positively with dementia. You can order Dementia by calling 1800 353 350. That's 1800 353 350. Or go to messagesofhope.org.au to order or download your free copy. That's messagesofhope.org.au. This is Messages of Hope. And Celia Filkey is talking with Anne and Timothy about coping with early onset dementia. Can they look forward to the future, even with the changes that dementia will continue to bring?
So where do you look for hope to face what's ahead?
Well, I guess that's, you are so far from it, who knows? Nobody's aware of when they're actually going to die. I don't dwell on that. I'm not thrilled about the concepts of losing, not the memory as much as the
control.
Yeah, and the ability to sort of manage to do things, and the shakes and the things like that are, I find, more debilitating, really. But
I guess there's a certain aspect where we protect ourselves. We're a little bit, you know, there are some things that we don't want to think about for the future. I'd have to admit that.
I guess I've got more of a realistic understanding of what things are like towards the future, because I've cared for people, nursed them, and known what happens to people as they're in those last final stages. My concerns are more for the carer. I'm not so concerned about myself as much as the carer and family.
If we have a little text, I suppose, which is our motto, it's the Latin text, Dominus Mea Illuminatione, which means the Lord is my light. Of course, it goes on, the Lord is my light, and my salvation comes from Psalm 27, verse 1. And that whole idea, I think, of what shall I be afraid when God's in charge, of what shall I be afraid? You know, I think that whole idea, we just have to trust that God is there before we are even there.
Things that are really meaningful, that are deep with, what do you call them, when it is deep, is music. And I know that that's a great sense of peace, and more so perhaps lately.
And often it's that marriage of words and music which I think leads one into a closer connection with God. You know, you pray through the words and you sort of pray through the music.
Centres very much on Christ being the centre of our lives.
If you're facing dementia or know someone who is, contact us for the free booklet, Dementia. You can order Dementia by calling 1800 353 350. That's 1800 353 350. Or go to messagesofhope.org.au to order or download your free copy. That's messagesofhope.org.au. I'm Richard Fox, a pastor of the Lutheran Church, where love comes to life. I hope you can join us next week for another story of hope.